Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Where is your meter right now? We'll call it the panic meter. 0 to 5, 0, no concern about this game. And I'm not talking about winning or losing. That it's not, you know, a massive game. It's not anywhere near must-win game. Too early in this season. You're not concerned at all, win or lose. Or 5, it's a 5-alarm fire because this is a must-win. Can't lose to the Raiders. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We're keeping our eye on practice and whether or not Jaden takes the field for practice. Again, my hunch is probably not, but we will know for sure coming up here shortly. Ben Standig will join us at 11:30. Quinn will talk sometime in the 12 o'clock hour, and we'll carry that live. So for me, Max, I'm at a 3 on this game. It's week 3, and more times than not, I would be, unless they were 0-2, I would be, look, there is so much football to be played, and we have no idea how this team will evolve. And the starting quarterback, perhaps, and I would guess, isn't going to play on Sunday. But I'm at a 3 because the bottom line is, whether Jaden's in the game or not, 1-2 puts them in a, then, you know, in a situation where the next two games, they'd have to win one of them. You know, they'd really, really desperately need one of those games because a 1-4 start in the NFC. By the way, the AFC right now, the NFC is 5-1 head up with the AFC. Okay, there was one win, Jacksonville's win over Carolina in week one. The NFC has been really good, and there's a chance it's going to continue to be good. Remember last year, 10-7 did not get Seattle in. 11-6 was the last team in, the Packers. They were the 7 seed. Washington was the 6 seed at 12-5, and Minnesota was the 5 seed at 14-3. You know, if you lose on Sunday and you're staring 1-4 as a possibility because you could be an underdog in the next two games, although the look-ahead line for the Atlanta game, Washington is a 1.5-point favorite, but that could change, obviously, if they were to lose on Sunday. But, you know, now 9-8, you know, fighting to get back to a winning record, you know, probably wouldn't be good enough. You know, it just wouldn't be. There's a lot of football to go. I get it. Injuries will play a major part in everybody's season. But I kind of feel like on the panic meter, this is, you know, this isn't a 5. They're going to play the season if the other 14 games, if they lose, they're going to have a chance to get back into it, especially if Jaden's not playing on Sunday. And I wouldn't even put it, you know, close to a 5 out of 4, but it's also not a 0. You know, I got it at a 3. I think this is a This is a big game. They need this one. It's not over if they don't get it. But they should be playing with a level of urgency and a level of desperation of, you know, the team that needs it more. You know, often in this league, because, you know, the rosters are so close, everything's so close in this league. It's why it's week to week. And sometimes the team that's got more to play for in that given week, and I think Washington's got a lot to play for here. You know, this is not an expected opportunity for the Raiders to take advantage of on a short week playing a team with, you know, a bye week, you know, rest period. You know, this is, you know, tough going west to east, 1 o'clock kick. Washington needs to get this game. I've got it at a 3. I think this, I would not want to be sitting here on Monday morning having to talk everybody off the ledge at 1-2 heading to Atlanta. And the Falcons might be 2-1. And then, you know, having a game against the Chargers a few weeks later, who easily, very easily, could be at that point 4-0. They've got the Broncos at home, and they got the Giants on the road in week 4. So they could be a 4-0 football team. So I got it at a 3. My panic meter is, you know, almost dead center at a 3. What about you, Max?
So my panic meter is a little bit higher than yours. I'm putting it at a 4 just because, like you said, when you look ahead at this schedule, you go to the Falcons, who might have a really, really like stout defense. And then the Chargers, like you said, 4-0. Justin Herbert does not show any signs of slowing down yet. It's paramount that you come away from this one with a win. I'm going to believe in the Marcus Mariota revenge game. But yeah, got to win on Sunday. My panic meter, 4.
Ben Standing, by the way, just a few seconds ago tweeted out Jaden Daniels is not here for the start of practice. Players are still coming out, but the quarterbacks are on the field. As I said from the beginning of the show, very strong hunch, strong lean that Marcus Mariota is going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday and Jaden will be out. And I think within the hour, we may know for sure. Because if he doesn't take the practice field, Quinn essentially told Nikki Jabala 2 days ago that if he doesn't practice this week, he's not playing. And I think that they would rule him out today. You know, there could be a competitive advantage to keep it up in the air, but he's already given you the big tell, which is he's got to practice. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where's your panic meter right now? Zero concern about this game, win or lose. It's still too early in the season. Good chance that Jaden isn't going to play in the game. Or is it a 5? Is this a must win? Is this a code red must win game? Max is at a 4. I'm at a 3 because, you know, the NFL, we see it far too much, you know, often every year. You count teams out. You can't do it this early in the season. And if he doesn't play, I do think there is a chance they could lose this game if he doesn't play. But, man, it would put them in a bind early in the season at 1-2. Not only that, you know, the context of it would be if they do lose on Sunday, more likely than not, they didn't play well, you know, against that team. I guess it's, you know, there's a chance that it's a high quality, high level game and both teams play exceptionally well and the Raiders eke out, you know, a 27-26 win. And we feel a little bit better about certain things, but more likely than not, if they lose, it would be a second consecutive game of not feeling good about the result or what we saw on the field. And yeah, I mean, heading to Atlanta, they're much better defensively than they've been. They can really run the football. And then the Chargers, that would, I'll tell you one thing, the Falcons and the Chargers, those two road games, you'd have to get one of them. Because 1-4 in the NFC this year, of course you could recover from it, absolutely could, but it would be a big hill to climb. Jalen, go ahead. Where are you on the panic meter as far as Sunday's game goes?
Good morning, Kevin.
What's up, Jalen?
So I'm at a 4 right now, and I just feel like last week was the worst performance that we've seen in quite a while. I know that's, you know, a little bit something different that we're not, you know, usually accustomed to seeing. But I just want the team to come out with a sense of urgency. We're at home, got extra time to prepare for the opponent, and not to mention, you know, they're coming all the way from the West Coast on a short week. And this opponent, you know, just be somebody that we should beat, you know, considering like the talent level that we have on our roster. And
right.
I want to see a Carolina type performance, like the game that we had against Carolina last year. I think that's the type of game that I want to see us play. I want to see us come out strong on both sides of the ball, just playing with a sense of purpose and to just try to get our confidence back, especially if we're looked upon throughout the league as a contending team to get back to the championship game and to even get to the Super Bowl. This is a game that we have to win, and there's no excuses for why we can't and why we shouldn't.
Yeah, remember this about that Carolina game. Carolina had, first of all, an injury to Andy Dalton, or Bryce Young, and Andy Dalton came into the game. They had the pick six with Fowler Jr. Was it Fowler Jr. that had the pick six?
Yes.
Or was it Luvu?
It was Dante.
It was Dante.
It was Dante.
And then on the drive, when they had the ball for the first time, you know, Jaden had the 50-yard run that he got hurt on, that he injured his ribs on, and they kicked the field goal. They had a 10-0 lead in that game when Marcus Mariota came in. And it was a not very good Carolina team. Look, the Raiders may be off as well because of the setup for this, the net rest advantage, the west to east, all that. They may stink too. And if they do on Sunday, you're damn right. They got to take advantage of it, and they got to take care of it like they did the Carolina game. Although, let me just tell you right now, I'll take anything. I'll take 20-19. You know, get to 2-1. Let's get healthy. In some areas, they're not going to get healthy. G from the shop, where are you?
I think, honestly, we should have did this after this game with the numbers ranking.
We can do it again.
Because I feel like this game is a measuring stick game. Like, this where you know it's only game three, but this where you know where your team at, with or without Jaden. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, they got to come over here to the East. They just played a team that came from overseas and beat the brakes off of them. They got a new staff that's really trying to get to know each other and get some rhythm themselves. We're the better team. We at home on a long week of preparation. This is the type of team that we should beat. That's why I say it's a measuring stick game, and to let us know how good our team and our coaches is coming off an L like we did the other day, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the caveat to that, G, is if Mariota, and I think he will be, I think there's a really strong possibility he will be, if he's the starter and we don't have our best player on the field, then, you know, how do you measure that?
With Mariota, that's why I liked it when we got him. We ain't got to switch up our game plan too much. One thing we do got to do is have a better game plan than we prepared last week, because yeah, we look unprepared as coaches. The receivers wasn't getting open. People talking about Jaden was holding on to the football too long. People need to get open. Our defenses need to know what we're doing. And like, I think that long week of preparation, this shows us where we are, because we've been so bad as a team for the years. Like, this will show us, is the change really true? Are we believing, like, this is the game we should look good? We at home? Long week? No, this, what's funnier to me seeing is you having Jay Gruden on talk about other coaches, man. That's hilarious. He called Pete Carroll a hand-clapping son of a gun that motivates. Yeah, hey, Jay Gruden, you do got to motivate your players when you coach, something that you never did. That's hilarious, man. He said, I'm not going to bash Chip Kelly, but no, I haven't been a fan.
Yeah.
Man,
it's why I love Jay. Jay is a total guy's guy, and he tells you exactly how he feels. Look, he's been in the league forever. His brother's been in the league forever. They know everybody. They know, you know, they got a good sense of it. How about him talking about Deshaun? You know, he's told me that before, that Deshaun was definitely one of the smartest guys that ever played for him. that, you know, it was very much sort of an act that, you know, that he wasn't that and that he wasn't invested and he wasn't smart. But there were just things that Deshaun did not want to do. He did not want to block anybody.
Look, I fell asleep in film study too. And but when it came time to perform, I was busting my butt and I was high IQ like Deshaun, you know? So it's a lot that goes into this coaching, man. And especially when you got a resume like Deshaun Jackson and you know how to communicate to the young fellas. Oh no, it's easy to follow.
Yeah. And communication, easy, man. Like, and by the way, I bet you Clinton is he is a good guy. I always thought Clinton could be a really good coach.
You said it, man. And tell Jay Gruden what I said, man. He was a horrible communicator.
I'll talk to you. Actually, Jay was a good communicator. He was just much more of what they call in the trade a player's coach, where he'd let a lot of guys slide. Deshaun, you don't have to do what you don't want to do.
No, all right. No, negative. Because players' coaches, your players – if you a real player's coach, your players respect you. And I didn't.
I think that's wrong. I think his players liked him and respected him, especially as an offensive mind.
It would
have been nice for them to have a defensive coordinator at some point when he was there.
It'd be great to have a beer with, but terrible to be my son's coach.
See ya. Fred in Southeast. Fred, where are you on the panic meter?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, hey, Kevin, good show. I listen every day.
Thanks, man.
I'm at a Zevo, man. At a Zevo. And the reason is because just last week, we were all talking about Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah.
So now, a week later, we come in and we're talking about the Raiders team. Come on, man. Kevin.
It's the NFL.
Oh,
It's the NFL, Fred. It changes every week, man. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting here picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I haven't given up on that. It's too early to give up on that.
Right, exactly. So, Kevin, yeah. So to go a week later and with a backup quarterback in Mariota that they was adamant about bringing back. Man, if you got a backup quarterback that can't beat a struggling Raiders team at home, then in the words of Dennis Allen, they are who we thought they were. If we can't beat the Raiders,
Well,
good team. They may have to beat the Raiders
without their starting quarterback, without their starting blocking tight end, without their number two wide receiver, without their defensive end that they brought in to be a big-time edge-setting run stopper. You know, there's nothing that impacts a game or a season more than your best players' availability or lack thereof. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Where are you on the panic meter? 0, no concern if they lose Sunday. 5, it is a must game. They got to win this game.
Kevin, first off, is there any moment in time where you would suggest as a caller, and you know I'm a longtime caller, that I would have to always agree with everything you say, or that could potentially be banned, or are we going to keep these airways, opinionated and focused on football team?
Yeah, the latter, Billy.
The latter. Okay. Good. Yeah. For our listeners, the young listeners out there, I would say for this game, Kevin, and you, I'd like your opinion on this. Crosby is the closest thing you'll ever see, not performance wise, to Lawrence Taylor effort-wise on the football field. That was what Lawrence Taylor looked like.
That's what, right. It just never, everywhere. It never was anything other than full speed times two, if that's even possible.
What a joy it was, even though he was in our division, to watch Lawrence Taylor.
He's the greatest player of our lifetime, Billy. The best player I've ever watched in our lifetime is LT.
And Crosby's got an effort that way.
Yeah,
I'm at a 6.
He's not as good, but
I'm at a 6. I think after 10 days off,
six wasn't an option.
Well, 5 plus 100% plus
Billy.
One
it's next. Really easy. It's 0 to 5. 5. You're in full panic right now. They've got to win this game. It's code red. Why?
It's code red.
Why?
I had them at 17-0 and winning the Super Bowl. You had 10 days off. They're coming west. I don't care if Jaden's in or not. The whole Jaden thing is the future's not as bright as I thought it was. You know, you got to be out there when you're a professional football player, and he's now had the rib injury and now the knee injury. And my whole view of the future of the team is if you can't keep Jaden upright, you know, it's not the same as if he's out there. You got to be healthy and playing. So it's a code red. It's a 5. It's must win. And we better smoke him.
You know, you have major, you know, I don't think I'd call them mood swings, but my God, based on the day, you can be, I mean, you just went from, you know, as recently as early in the week, the greatest quarterback that's ever lived, 17-0, even after a loss, you were still predicting 17-0, even though it's not possible, to now you're not sure about Jaden. Have you been diagnosed with anything?
Billy ran away. He's
Billy
gone. He ran away.
He doesn't run away. I think we got rid of him.
I didn't hit that button as many times as I wanted to.
DC Clay, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I call it a 5, and right now my hand is on a red button.
Oh,
and the reason is simple. We have two swinging gates on the offensive line. Even in the Giant game, Coleman and Connerly were the worst performers on offense, according to Pro Football Focus. And what happened on Thursday, because they weren't given enough time to correct their problems pass protecting, Green Bay exposed a huge problem that we have. We have two swinging gates, and secondly, I didn't know Jaden Daniels didn't know how to slide still. When are we going to correct the obvious?
Well, he does know how to slide. He does know how to slide.
So why doesn't he, Kevin?
Well, This is, you know, we've had this conversation this week. Part of protecting himself is on him. There's no doubt about it. In, you know, context, he seems to enjoy contact, number one. Number two is he's young and he feels like, you know, he can take on anybody. And more importantly, he can, you know, make somebody miss. And when he doesn't, he's going to get tackled. First and 10, second quarter, 10-10 ball game, you know, scrambles left. There's a chance to get 9 or 10, but he's going to get contacted, or there's a chance to get out of bounds at 5. You got to choose getting out of bounds at 5. These are the things that are going to minimize the hits on him, and we want to see that, because I think if we don't, we're going to be in this position. There's always a chance he could get hurt taking a few hits. We know that in football, but yeah, he's got to minimize those hits. I'm with you. He is capable of sliding. We've seen it before, and he's certainly capable with his speed of getting to the sideline and getting out of bounds.
During a meaningless preseason game.
I know that.
He chose what, Kevin? To die for a touchdown that didn't even matter.
Yeah.
So I appreciate his youthful exuberance. That's why my kids love the dude. Me, yeah. I get PTSD. I see RG3. But I'm just going to say this, and then I'll listen to you, because I appreciate the fact that you give us an opportunity to speak. And I love free speech as well. And we need to say that as loud as we can. But anyway, the point is this. If you have a Brandon, a Coleman issue and a Connolly issue, and you've got studs waiting to play, and we're not giving them that chance against not just the Raiders. Who's their head coach? Pete Carroll. He's got national championships. He almost won back-to-back national championships and back-to-back Super Bowl championships. If it weren't for a
pick at the goal line. And when they shouldn't have been thrown the football.
He should have handed that ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yes, he should have.
And he would have been the only coach in history to achieve that. So all I just want to say to everybody in the DMV, you better show up and you better show out, because the team needs every one of us. Whether or not Kevin believes it's alive or not, we still need to show up and show out. Kevin,
thank you, Clay. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Chevy Chase. Mark, where are you? Where's your panic meter right now?
Hey, Kevin. My panic read is at a 0, like the other caller said. I'm just not very concerned this early in the season that we can't work out the glitches. But I will say this. On defense, we need to read run, and we need to cover the players out of the flats. Is this quarterback we're playing this week, is he a running quarterback?
Geno's not a running quarterback, no, but he's certainly not immobile. He's capable of making plays with his legs.
Right. If we can contain their halfback and their quarterback, I think we're going to have a very good day. I will say, I believe we beat Las Vegas in 2020, and I believe we beat them the time before. That was like a Sunday night game or a Monday night game.
Yeah, that was back in 2017. Yep.
Yeah, thanks. And this got to be said that the last game was a stinker, was an all-time stinker, reminded me of that old owner's team. So hopefully this game, we don't throw up another Snyder stinker, I'm calling
them. Hope you're right, Mark. So, hope you're right. Good call. Right. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy Mark in Largo. Where are you? 0, no concern one way or the other. 5, this is must win.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm at 0. Kevin, why are you sounding like this, man? My God. I'm at 0. You sound like, oh,
why am I sounding like what, Mark? What am I sounding like, what?
0, 5, come on, Kevin. Kevin, look. If they run the damn ball, they'll be fine.
Okay.
This is about Cliff, man. I know you love them throwing the ball, Kevin. I know you just have.
What are you talking about, Mark? It was one of my top things out of last week. They needed to try to run the football.
Well, yes. If they can run the ball, They should make a note, run the ball between 20 and 25 times.
Mark, where are you? Are you? You're zero. No concern, right?
No concern at all.
No concern. This is not a big game one way or the other. If they lose, it's not a big deal at all.
It's a huge game. Let me tell you.
Hold on here. Hold on here.
Okay.
You just said it was a zero. That means you're saying it's not a huge game. You're not worried about the result of this game. The question is this a must-win five, or is this absolutely benign win or lose zero? You said zero, and then you said a huge game. Which one is it?
They'll win the next two games.
I'm not asking for the prediction. That comes later. Is this a must-win game? Do they have to get this one?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
You got to win this thing.
Yeah, you're
because.
Okay, so you're at what, a 3, 4, or 5, right? Not a zero. So you basically agree with me.
For them to win, it's important for them to win this game.
Yeah. Okay. So we're in agreement. Actually,
they will win the game.
Yeah.
Look, the Raiders got a short week this week, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. The Raiders are coming east. They got.
Yep. Mention that maybe 100 times this week. And we all know where Las Vegas, not everybody does, but most people know Las Vegas. To get to Washington, they've got to go east.
You love busting my chops, don't you?
Well, you're uncoachable.
Get him on here.
Always.
Ball.
You jump on me at the beginning, and the bottom line is you agree with me. I think this is a big game, too.
Kevin, I love you, man. I mean, look, I'm just saying, Kevin, I think we're over-exaggerating. Look, I understand. The last caller who said, or the calls before last said, Laramie Tunsil and Brandon Coleman need to get better at fast track. They will. They will. A lot of people have to take a chill pill. This offensive line has only played together for about 2 weeks, fully noted. And it's going to change come October 5th when we beat up on the Chargers. Hopefully the Chargers come in that game undefeated. Jaden comes back. Jaden humiliates Justin Herbert.
I didn't ask you to DJ play out the rest of the season for us. So you think this is a huge game. You think it's a huge game.
Yes,
I'm in agreement with you. Average minds think alike. All right, I got to get to some other calls. Sabah's got a really interesting take, Max tells me. Go ahead, Sabah.
Okay, Kevin. And hey, Mark from Largo. I like when we disagree and still respect each other. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. I think that we actually have a better chance of winning with Marcus Mariota. You know, I was not a fan of his when I'm one of those raising my hand that did not like the signing.
You think they've got a better chance with Marcus Mariota because Jaden's hurt? You don't want to see him playing hurt.
Jaden doesn't have his fastball, and he knows it. He is not playing confident. Teams are not letting him run. And so he's holding the ball, getting hit, a la the guy in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. I'm off of him. I'm tired of these guys who get hurt, and we have to treat them like porcelain little dolls. That ain't going to work. And so I think Marcus Mariota
didn't run against the Packers. He had 68 yards rushing in the opener against the Giants.
Right, but he held the ball. He wouldn't get rid of it. He held the ball just like Burrow. They held the ball. They don't get rid of it. They get hammered. Yeah. No, didn't get rid of it then. There is a way quarterbacks can protect themselves like the Branding and the Mannings do, and even Russell Wilson. He would always avoid that hit. He would get out of bounds or run it.
So
or, you know.
Your concern level for Sunday is what?
Minimal, like a 2 or 3, because I think we have a better chance. We're on so much more. Rest.
I know, but the nature of the game, is it a big game? Is it must win, or is it? It's just too early for it to be a must win.
It's not a must win. It's too early to tell. Okay. Everything. Oh, listen, you talking about injuries? You're giving us all these excuses about injuries. Well, look what Detroit had when we played them.
I'm not
they
giving
had
any
no
excuses. I'm just. I just think the team's better with Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota.
We're without this and we're without that. Listen. The bottom line is ask how the NFL works. And I want my quarterback to be upright and know how to play the game the right way. This is why I don't like these running guys that keep getting hit. So if he's going to get hit, I've said this before, people hate me for it. If he's going to get hit, and let us know now, because I don't want to pay guys second contract and they end up like Joe Burrow, never on the
You're
field.
The best.
Never
You're
on the field.
So good.
Okay.
This is one of your better calls in recent weeks. And by the way, some of it is commonsensical. Because he cannot continue to take these shots. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But the idea that you think they're better off with Mariota on Sunday than Jaden, that is definitely, I would guess, a minority opinion. But you're not afraid of those at all. which is why, you know, we tolerate you. We like Sabah sometimes. Mike Mount Airy, finish it up for us. Hurry up.
Hey, Kevin, this game is a five. We got totally outcoached last week on both sides of the ball. We've had ample time to prepare. We've got to show that we are prepared to coach, that we are prepared to play, that our backup quarterback is prepared to play. It's a must win. We should win, but we've got to prove that we can recover from that abominable game last week. It's a five.
It's a five. Code red. He finishes it up. Has to win on Sunday. Yeah, it'd be nice to not only win, but to feel good about the win. The news is coming fast. It does really appear as if Jaden Daniels will be out on Sunday. Adam Schefter indicating that right now as well. Ben Standing will jump on with us next. He'll have an update, who's out there, who isn't, on this final practice before the game Sunday. And then we will carry some of Quinn's press conference next hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. All of our football talk on this show brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the news is coming pretty quickly, but nothing's definitive yet. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I've got a strong, strong lean that Jaden will be out Sunday against the Raiders, and Marcus Mariota will get his first start this year against his old team. By the way, if he were to start next week, it would be back-to-back against former teams. But we're not at next week yet. We're still at this week. The team's out practicing right now. And who knows what Dan Quinn will have for us in the next hour or so. But our insider, Ben Standig, joins us right now at Ben Standig on X, on Twitter. Ben's Substack is outstanding. It's called Last Man Standig. I'm a subscriber. You should be too. Ben's got a podcast called Last Man Standing as well. So give us an update. What's going on out there?
Yeah, there were three quarterbacks out on the practice field. None of them wearing number five. So, you know, Dan Quinn said Jaden would have to practice. He would need to see him practice in order to for him to play. So all signs are pointing to him not playing. Now, that said, he could have come out after the media had to leave. Could be out there right now as I'm talking to you practicing. I don't know. They could change their mind and say, we think he's good to go. There were subterfuge last year with the rib injury in this regard. But
right.
As it stands, all signs are pointing to him not playing.
Yeah, I think the thing about what happened last year when he didn't practice or, you know, he came out there after you guys left on the Friday. A rib injury is just completely different than a knee injury. A rib injury, you know, you take a shot, it's pain tolerance, the whole thing. The knee is different. I think for me, one of the things I'm very interested in, and I don't think anybody's given any indication about this because it's been all about the absolute present and the upcoming game against the Raiders. If he is ruled out, and my guess is where yours is, we don't know much about the injury still. I mean, is it just a 1 week thing or could it be worse?
Yeah, no, it's been incredibly vague. I mean, I know there's been some mention of a knee sprain, but that doesn't do much for us either. So yeah, as we all know, we're all, you know, medical doctors when it comes to the NFL injury report. And, you know, just because you say a knee and a sprain doesn't, you know, for each person, it could mean you play immediately or you're out a month. I mean, who knows? So we'll have to see. I think in general, he's, you know, pretty tough kid. So I would think if he's able to go, next week, if that's what we're looking at, then I would imagine he would certainly do everything he could to. But yeah, we have no idea what's going on. And I don't imagine, even if we ask today, that Dan Quinn is going to give us too much on that other than to say he's in or out or a game time decision.
Yeah, because the bottom line is, no matter what we think in terms of competitive advantage gained and how significant it is, it's not zero to make the other team prepare for two quarterbacks, even if the systems, you know, and the play calling are going to be similar. You know, Pete Carroll talked about it this week. He was preparing for Jaden, but he also had to prepare for both. And, you know, I think that these guys are smart enough to try to take advantage of that opportunity. Obviously, you can't take that advantage of that opportunity if it's a really bad injury, you know, as in we got to put them on injured reserve. And nobody's talking about that. We've got Ben Standing on the show. Who else is missing? And will it be that Noah Brown and John Bates, who Quinn earlier this week said were long shots, do they remain long shots? Will they be out, do you think, Sunday as well?
I would assume so, yes. I didn't see either of them out there. Caveat, again, they could come back out. But in those cases, yeah, Quinn, as you said, called them long shots. He did, like, earlier in the week, hey, Noah Brown looked a little better today. But, I don't imagine that either of those guys end up playing. And, you know, we continue to look at the offense. Obviously, missing Jaden's a whole other category. But, you know, from just last week, the starting quarterback, your best running back, your second outside receiver and your only blocking tight end all out. That is a huge difference. And, you know, Bates and Brown aren't viewed as, you know, they're not on the poster, right? You know, they're not the guys that Fox would have highlighted in this game at the start, but they're very integral pieces here. And partly because there's no obvious backup for any of them. And it's to some degree, the same thing with Eckler, at least they have a few options with McNichols and Bill and Chris Rodriguez. But yeah, it's a very interesting deal. It's going to be really interesting to see what Cliff Kingsbury does because, like I said, he just doesn't have the same.
Yeah.
The individual, he doesn't have the type of personnel to easily replace some of those guys.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it before, and, you know, you pointed it out for a while, you know, the depth issues at various spots, and they've been hit at those spots. But most teams don't have, you know, great depth at every spot either. And by the way, the John Bates position in general tends to be tough to find. So let's go through each of them. I want to start in the backfield. They're going to have three guys up. You know, it's going to be Krosky Merritt. It's going to be Rodriguez, and it's going to be Jeremy McNichols. How do you see it playing out in terms of who does what and when?
Yeah, so I would think sort of early downs, maybe obvious run situations, I would think Bill is the guy they go with. Now, one of the things I talked about probably with you, and I certainly did on my podcast, was that the fact that he only had four carries in the last game and had one less snap than McNichols after out-snapping McNichols the first game was probably a sense of they don't fully trust him yet as a blocker or all the other things you have to do besides right. being a runner. And Kingsbury effectively acknowledged that to some degree today, which is reasonable. I mean, he's a rookie, seventh round pick, all those things. So I don't know that they're going to feel comfortable enough for him to be out there for all the downs. So I would think obvious passing downs and McNichols comes in. And then, you know, if it's third and short or goal line, maybe that's Chris Rodriguez time. Maybe Chris Rodriguez gets a full series at some point. You know, I'd like to see it. But, so I thought that would be my assumption of how they're going to handle things.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about Bates? You and I talked about this the other day. I think we actually talked about it off the air, too. But no Bates means what in terms of his replacement?
Well, it's pretty clear based on usage last week when Ben Sinnott still only played three snaps despite Bates missing more than half the game. And I asked Kingsbury, what's the deal? Is he not, like, do you guys not view him as that type of guy? And, you know, he basically was like, look, I think he can handle some of that. But, yeah, we view him more of the Zach Ertz type than the Bates type. So, and Colton Yankoff weighs 40 pounds less than Bates. So right. He's not an option. So my assumption would be, you know, we could, who knows? I don't know. Maybe they do two running backs at some point with McNichols as sort of as the de facto blocker to help. And that way he keeps Bill on the field. I also think, and I would expect, this is my guess, that we see the six offensive linemen bit, yeah. not just at the goal line, but, you know, presumably in more short yardage situations than anything, but perhaps even as, you know, third and, you know, obvious passing down, you know, with Josh Connerly on the right side and Max Crosby figuring to, be across from him a lot. You know, they obviously have to find ways to help him out, and if you don't have that other tight end, you know, what are you going to do? So I think that's probably how I would look at it. I would hope that Sinnott would get more work, but in what role? I just don't think it's going to be in that blocking back role.
All right, what about Noah Brown's replacement?
Kevin, I couldn't tell you. I mean, honestly, what
is it? Chris Moore?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume him. He's the most experienced of the options that they have, and obviously he had the 37-39 yard catch last week. But you know, there's not a ton of upside there at all. The upside is Jalen Lane, but he's a 5'10" slot receiver. They may have to put him outside, but that's not ideal. So I guess I'm sure what they really hope is that they feel comfortable enough with Luke McCaffrey to say you go out there. I know McCaffrey at least had a little bit of signs of life at the end of the Green Bay game, but you know, that would be the ideal scenario, that he's ready to go. But based on what we have seen, I can't make that assumption. So yeah, if you know, in terms of like literally who's on the field the first play, I would guess Chris Moore, but you know, I think all these guys are probably gonna have to play and see what they can do.
All right, how do you see the game? Let's assume Mariota is the starter.
Yeah, I mean, to steal a term from basketball, this feels like a rock fight. You know, I it doesn't feel like Washington's offense is going to be that explosive. And, you know, I mean, the Raiders have some pieces, Brock Bowers, but he's banged up. Geno Smith is a totally solid quarterback coming off a 3-pick game. Ashton Gentry, the 6th pick in the draft, running back, you know, he isn't quite broken out yet. So I don't know. This feels like a kind of a low scoring game. I mean, I think, you know, if Washington, they're missing a lot of guys, but you know, if Washington is a true contender at home against, you have a massive rest advantage against the Raiders, you know, traveling across country, all those things, you know, this is a game they should win. I mean, again, maybe it's ugly. Maybe it's like, you know, 20-16, 20-13, something like that. But, you know, they should find a way. I mean, I think the key is going to be, what does their defense look like? You know, the defense is relatively whole other than, you know, missing Dietrich Wise for the year. So, you know, if they look like they did against the Giants, this shouldn't be that complicated. If they look like they did against the Green Bay, and obviously the Raiders have one of the best tight ends in the league in Brock Bowers, that, you know, that doesn't bode well. So if the defense comes out and does what they're supposed to do, what they look like in week one, then this is, you know, should be a comfortable win.
Just real quickly, any chance we see Preston Smith on Sunday or not?
I mean, I guess it's conceivable, but I would lean no. I mean, they activated Jalen Holmes, so if you sort of say that Holmes is in the wise spot, you don't really need Preston Smith this week. That would give you nine offensive or defensive linemen. So I would imagine he sits out this week. But look, I don't know what he's looked like in practice. Just seeing him physically, he looks like a monster. So he looks the part, but you know, he just obviously hasn't practiced or anything for weeks. So I would imagine no. But we'll see.
All right. I know you got a roll here, but just one last one. Just did it with callers. Like, would you categorize this game as must win, really need to have, or it's just too early to be concerned with, you know, whatever the result is?
I mean, probably in the grand scheme of things, it's too early. But I feel like this is like, maybe it's not must win, but it's can't lose. If that difference makes any sense, because look, other than the Dolphins, who are, you know, look like they're in free fall, you know, the Raiders are probably the worst team on paper that Washington's going to face the rest of the way. It's at home, and I think we discussed this the other day. You know, you get past these next 4 weeks, and the schedule gets crazy, both in terms of the opponents and also the, you know, Thursday, Sunday night, Mondays, all those things. So this is the time they need to make hay. If Jaden was playing, I'd say they probably have to go at least 3-1 for me to feel good. 2-2 right now without knowing Jaden's deal would probably be good enough. But I kind of like, don't lose this game. That's all. It's not the pressure of must win, but boy, our conversation on Monday with a loss would be bleak.
Yeah, there would be some panic, even from the people that just told me that they wouldn't be panicked. Thanks. Appreciate it. Get out there and do what you need to do. I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Awesome, man. See you.
Ben Standing. Everybody, we'll carry some Quinn live. Are we breaking here, Max, or are we taking it to the end?
Let's hit that break here, and we'll be back at the top of the hour.
We'll do that. We'll take a break here. Be back at the top of the hour. Quinn is going to speak after practice. It's very possible they'll rule Jaden out today. It's also possible that he won't give us much information and he'll keep it alive until Sunday when the inactive list comes out. Keep it here. We'll have that. I've got smell test picks next hour. If we've got time, we'll go around the rest of the NFL in terms of the big games of the weekend. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app. And I do want to tell you about our good friends at Foley Mechanical. So Foley Mechanical, for those of you in need, full service HVAC contractor offering heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. We were having HVAC issues. We were put in touch with Foley Mechanical. They came out, they took care of it. They did not mess around. In fact, Dan Foley, who owns Foley Mechanical, came out himself, dealt with us directly. Impressive person, impressive company. He owns 100% of the company. It's not a franchise. It's not some big private equity firm. They control the quality from the equipment to the people that they hire. His team, professional, skilled, really, really smart, and very customer service oriented. Foley Mechanical is full service heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. And they're the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty. They work across DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install a Manna HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done the right way, call Foley Mechanical or go to foleymechanical.com and tell Dan that I sent you.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. It has been a quiet day around the world of DC sports. No word on Jaden Daniels' status for Sunday just yet. That should hopefully be coming soon with Dan Quinn speaking to the media later this afternoon. So we will look around the rest of the league to see what's happening. Thursday night football. Last night, the Bills, they took on the Miami Dolphins. Close game for the most part. And then the Bills closed it out off a Tua Tagovailoa interception late in the fourth quarter on a drive to try and tie the game. Dolphins kept it close, or as close as they could, with a banged up defense. Buffalo wins 31-21. Clayton Kershaw announced his intention to retire from the MLB at the end of this season, closing the book on a career spanning nearly two decades. The three-time Cy Young winner says he's at peace with the decision and that it is, quote, the right time, end quote. Tonight, the Nats, they shift their focus to a weekend series versus the New York Mets from the Big Apple. Andrew Alvarez in line to start for the Nats against Brandon Sproat. First pitch at 7:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.